Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. All right, let's do this. Let's continue talking a little Dolphins football. Yes, sir. The man, the myth, the legend. There he is, Alan Poupart. Sports Illustrated. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Poupart NFL. Good morning, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Expos?
How are you, Bigo? Thanks for noticing.
Of course, bro. And I can tell it's like you're hardcore because that's a worn out Expos hat. You've had that hat for a while. You can tell it's got some miles on it.
For a couple of years, I actually used to have one that I had for over 20 years that I used to play street hockey with that was basically hanging by a thread. But this is relatively new, but I just wear it a lot.
Okay, all right. It looks like it's got some miles there. All right, my man. So you first saw the news, obviously, with X. We kind of expected this. It was kind of the inevitable, in other words. So the inevitable, were you shocked that it happened right from day one? Let's put it that way.
No, I mean, you were looking at a situation that was kind of a ticking time bomb, and the stage was set pretty much at the mandatory June minicamp when X didn't show up, subjected himself to over $90,000 worth of fine plus forfeited, I think, what it was, the $25,000 workout bonus. So you kind of knew that it was headed for an impasse at some point, because even if he did report, which he did, you knew he wasn't happy. And the next logical step from his standpoint after reporting unhappy is to request a trade.
I'm interested. Where do you stand on all of this? Because I understand what the team's doing. I would not pay him. I would not set that precedent. You're going to open up Pandora's box. And every other agent says, well, all you have to do is wait 1 year and we can go ask them to renegotiate, because they renegotiated every other deal. And X, by the way, is pretty bad at math. The deal's only 1 year old. He's only played on it 1 year. 2 years ago, he was out with a knee injury and had also a domestic issue. So I'm not sure what he's talking about playing on 2 years, but whatever. But the bottom line is, where do you stand on all of this? Because I completely understand the Dolphins taking a hardline stance here.
Yeah, I stand conflicted because there's so many different layers to this. On the one hand, part of X's statement on Instagram last night was, I didn't fully understand the contract I was signing. Well,
it's your fault.
But that's on you. That's on you. So that from that standpoint, I also absolutely get the Dolphins' desire not to set that kind of precedent. On the other hand, for those who are going to say, well, X signed a contract, he needs to honor it. Well, there's a flip side to that, and it involves guys like Albert Wilson, and as we just found out this morning, Bernardrick McKinney, who had 3 years, $27 million left on his extension that he signed with Houston before the Dolphins got him in the trade. And, well, guess what? They restructured his contract, i.e., more specifically, told him, you're taking a pay cut to $3 million and you're going to like it, or we're letting you go because you have no money guaranteed left.
I have no problem with that. You go buy a new car, I don't pay the sticker. I try to negotiate it down. That's just being a good GM, dude. We cannot penalize Greer for being a good GM. Well, Alan, you and I have been covering this team for a long time. We've watched general managers that give away money and screw up their cap space. These guys are shrewd, man. I commend them.
Yeah. But Big O, you can't be going like, honor your contract, X, because you signed it, and then say the Dolphins are brilliant because they restructured Bernardrick McKinney at the threat of cutting him with no money when he also had a contract. So that's why I don't think it's necessarily black and white. It's a tough deal. From where I sit, I never really expected the Dolphins to do anything with X's contract because it's got 4 years left on it. That's a really significant amount of time left. But to say that it's a black and white issue of the Dolphins are right, X is wrong, I'm not willing to go there.
Oh, you know what? And I can understand that. It's either you want to take one of those sides, and I'm going to take the team side on this one. I do understand. And as you know, you've covered this long enough. If they rework that deal, dude, oh, my God, everybody else is going to want a new deal if they have a great year after they sign a new contract. And that's the problem, too, for the Dolphins. You rework that deal, it just – it opens up hell all of a sudden, because every agent's going to want you to rework their clients if they outperform their contract.
But then that goes back to the old theory of you treat different players different ways, and the Jimmy Johnson, the great Jimmy Johnson story with Emmitt Smith, where he fell asleep during a team meeting, or he was asked what he would do if Emmitt Smith fell asleep in a team meeting, and he'd be like, Emmitt, buddy, you got to wake up. Whereas somebody else did it who was a non-significant player, and it was basically
Kervin Richards is the name you were looking for, my friend. Kervin Richards.
Running back from Pitt, just to show you I remember who we're talking
about. I know you know your stuff, bro. That's there's no doubt about that. All right.
So that's the thing. And Big O, the other thing too, also, it's the same thing with you dealing with different players. I mean, if it's just an average player who happens to have a really good year, then you have to make on a case-by-case basis a decision. Is that player worthy of us taking that extraordinary step to do something we wouldn't normally do? Because right now, if the alternative is dumping basically the best player on your roster because you don't want to set a precedent, is that really making the Dolphins better?
No. It's at the moment, it's not. You know what I mean? And here's where the dynamic really, really starts to take over. How is he going to handle all of this? Is he going to go the Le'Veon Bell way? Because if he does, then he really doesn't want new money, because all he's going to do is screw himself up, and he's going to make it harder for them to trade him. He's going to make harder for other teams to accept him. Or does he go the route of being a pro, do his job, and let the Dolphins try to work the deal out? What path does he take right now? And then I'll ask you a follow-up to this.
No, and that's the big question. And human nature being what it is, if personal, there's personal pride involved as well. I mean, X considers himself the best cornerback in the NFL, and he's not going to stay that way if he's not putting out. But human nature being what it is, if we get, let's say, he doesn't get a new contract, he tries to be a pro, and we get into week two, week three, and all of a sudden he's seeing that he's not getting his new deal, he's not getting traded, human nature being what it is, if all of a sudden, and we think back to 2019, there was a play where he got beat on a double move by Amari Cooper, and the overhead replay showed X not necessarily busting butt to try to catch up after he got beat. Now, does that start happening? Are we dealing with is all of a sudden, oh, I got a bad back, sore hamstring, things that are tough to diagnose, and all of a sudden he's not available? It's not an ideal situation to have that kind of a caliber player on your roster who is unhappy and who could really create issues within the team and the team chemistry and all that.
No, and that's now, but that's, again, he would be hurting himself, nobody else, while he's doing something like that, because if the Dolphins are trying to move you, you want to make it as easy as possible. Now, here's the other thing. You know the cap ramifications from all of this. The Dolphins are way better off trading him after this season because it's a lot easier to maneuver cap-wise. They're going to take quite a cap hit if they move him now because they just gave him the signing bonus a short time ago. So if you're the Dolphins, do you play this thing out for the season and wait to the end of the year and deal with X the way he wants to deal with it? Or do you try to move him as soon as possible?
Again, it becomes an issue of tolerance also. And I can't help but think back to 2019 again with the Minkah Fitzpatrick situation, where he indicates to Brian Flores and Chris Greer that he's not happy in Miami. He wants a trade. And there was no contractual issue with that situation. It was a matter of how he was being used and and all that philosophy. And Minkah Fitzpatrick, everybody knew he was a good player. And the team had him under contractual control for 4 more years when they made the trade. So what really makes us think the Dolphins are going to stomach dealing with a guy with a veteran who's been in the league, who's more established? Why would we think it's going to be any different this year? So to me, it certainly is not going to make the 2021 Dolphins any better, but I kind of had a nasty feeling that this was how it might play out all along.
One more thing before I let you go. This is now comes down to Noah. It's interesting because if he does sit out some practices and whatever, and then Noah starts playing, it's funny. If Noah makes a transition and plays really well and starts to ball, it's going to pour cold water on this situation because fans will feel better. But if Noah's constantly making mistakes and getting burned back there and all that kind of stuff, then all of a sudden we're going to have a Bitcoin crash type of panic, you know, that's going to be going on throughout the fan base. And then the media will be obviously stirring the shit up and all that. So it's really interesting how now it comes down to Noah, because he is the bridge player considered in all of this with this going on behind the scenes.
And here's one thing too about Noah. Do we not think for a second that maybe the Dolphins had this possible scenario in the back of their minds when they picked him 30th overall?
Of course.
I have to think so. That plus X's knee issues as well. The thing with Noah, if we're going to be honest, I mean, he looked last year like he didn't really belong. The thing is, he came to the Dolphins in the draft as a guy with very limited experience as a cornerback, because he started at Auburn as a wide receiver, with everybody, every draft analyst saying he's got a very high ceiling because of his size and athletic ability.
Right.
But what we saw last year, he had an awful long way to go. Now,
hey, but wait a minute. I also remind people, you and I are old farts, so we can say this. Pat Surtain was kind of lost to his first year also. So it's not nothing new that you come into the league and you're lost. I mean, rookies are constantly looking like that. X wasn't a stud his first year either, by the way.
But he had knee issues. That's not fair. He had knee issues in training camp. That really slowed him down.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember Patrick Surtain. You must be older than me. I don't remember the name. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. absolutely. He could make a big move forward in the second year. And the Dolphin coaches said all the right things in the off season, but in the practices that were open to the media, there wasn't enough one-on-one work or teamwork where I could tell you why he looks so much better. I mean, he looks physically very impressive, but we're going to see, like, when in training camp, when like we see some real team drills, and then in the preseason games, exactly how far along he's come, because he did have an awful lot of long way to go.
Follow him on Twitter at PooparNFL. He will be at camp every single day covering the Dolphins and covering this chess match between X and the Miami Dolphins. Alan, thank you, my brother. You be safe out there. Wear your mask. All right? Be good. All right, my brother.
We'll be heading to training camp right now as we speak.
You got it. I appreciate you, man. I'll talk to you later.
You be good.
You got it. There you go. The great Alan Poupart and his Montreal Expos hat.